An amazing event is coming up in Mankato on Tuesday, September 23rd at the Mayo Clinic Health System Events Center. It is the 16th annual Mankato Gala with Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. And recently I got a chance to chat with Tom Trusinski, the director of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. Tom, what are some of your hopes and goals for this year's gala? Are there any specific programs or funding targets you're like focused on?
You know, we this last year spent quite a bit of money. It would surprise you how much a playground costs. We built a playground so that these kids that come into the program have a place to enjoy. It's not just mom going through a treatment program. It's where the kids can be kids. And what we're going to be doing is sharing what the operation of Teen Challenge costs and what we're doing, and it would be impossible to do what we do without the supporters. I've shared many times, Ryan, that Teen Challenge could get all the funding that we want and need if we would simply just take Jesus out of our program. But I'll tell you what, then we might as well shut our doors. Teen Challenge celebrates and it gives praise to the Lord because of an 80% success rate that we have. Now compare that to a 32% rate of a secular program. That difference, that delta, that's Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if we take Jesus out and with all the funding that we need, well, we might as well close the doors.
Yeah.
But as long as I am CEO, as long as Teen Challenge exists, we will never take Jesus out. We will humble ourselves and ask for just the beautiful folks like are listening today to support us. And thankfully, the Lord is just continuing to lay that on people's hearts so that we can continue what we've been doing for over 35 years.
Keeping Jesus first. That's Tom Trusinski, the director of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, and they have their upcoming gala on Tuesday, September 23rd at the Mayo Clinic Health System Events Center. Tom, what are some ways our listeners can get involved?
Yeah, the best way is to come to the gala, learn more, just get on fire. They could pray for us. We need prayer. The enemy is not happy with us having people set free and being transformed in Christ. The battle is very real. Prayer is needed. Financial support is needed. But the other thing that we need is we need mentors. These women that are in our program need other women to walk alongside of them, just to be a friend, just to be a friend. Many people say, well, I don't have a criminal background. I don't have the tattoos. Well, here's the thing. We've got the criminal record and we got the ink. you've got the heart and the life. And so those are just four ways, if you include coming to the gala, of being involved.
And if they want to come to the gala, how would they make that happen? What would they need to do to register or get tickets, I guess?
The best way to do that would be to go on our website, which is www.mntc.org. And on that webpage, there is the Mankato Gala, and you can register right online for that event right there.
All right. Tom, is there anything you wish I'd asked you and I haven't yet that you would like to say about this?
Yeah, I wish you'd say, what is one thing you want to say to our listeners? and I would just like to say a great big thank you. Thank you for believing in with us. Thank you for sticking with us. We've heard your cry for a facility in Mankato, and we are so happy to honor it with welcome manner. And we hope we don't plan on this being the end. We plan on continuing with other projects in the future in the Mankato area to see more lives saved and transformed through Christ Jesus.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to walk us through what we can expect with this year's gala and the incredible work Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge is doing. And for everyone who's interested in attending or supporting, go to mntc.org to register or learn more about how you can help out there. So thanks again, Tom.
Thank you, Ryan. God bless you all.